There are 5,000 roses adorning the church this weekend. And the 5,000 roses remind us of the 5,000 persons that Jesus fed with that bread. Because Jesus looked at the people, and as he looked at them, they reminded him of sheep without a shepherd. And he had pity on them, and he fed them. And so as he fed those persons, he wanted them to know that there was a food that he would be given to them, a food that the sheep of his pasture would continually feed on, because they would be feeding on his body and blood, and that would give them life. But one of the things that Jesus said about his sheep, he said, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." So in our responsorial psalm, we reminded of ourselves that we are his sheep. And therefore I ask you, as his sheep, have you heard his voice? Have you heard him speaking to you? And having heard him speak, what is your response? We didn't have that reading today from the letter of James. But in the letter of James, James said that we are expected to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because I know week after week, we go to Mass. And an important part of Mass is the proclamation of the word. And we could have heard that, of course, in our first reading today, because Paul and Barnabas, they went to proclaim the word. And Paul told them that it was necessary that the word be preached to them. We're told that the people rejoiced because they heard that word, and that they were willing to obey that word. But so often, we hear the word, but we do not do the word. And do you remember when Jesus performed his first miracle? The Blessed Mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." In other words, she was saying to them, hear his word, but make sure that you do his word. And that, I think, is what is missing in our world today. And where does this begin? It begins in the home. It begins in the home where we have all of these so-called disobedient children. But we have these disobedient children maybe primarily because we have disobedient parents. Because so many parents do not set the right kind of example for their children. So here on this day, we're giving thanks for mothers. And mothers, do you encourage your household to hear the word of God and to follow it? And how do you encourage them? Not by preaching it, but by living it. That they will know that you are doing what is expected of you. Just like Mary said, let it be done to me according to your word. That's what we want mothers to be, that kind of mother. And so every time we have anything to do with mothers, you know, I give thanks for my mother, because she not only preached, but she lived. As I can always say it, yes, it's because of my mother why I'm a priest today. And so you see, we also, as we observe this day, it's a World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Vocations to the priesthood, the religious life, and to the permanent diaconate. How many mothers among us encourage their sons to become priests? Because maybe we always think, well, the most important thing is that I want to have grandchildren. And if my son becomes a priest, then I will be deprived of grandchildren. But you know, I'm always encouraged by some parents who have even their first son who is a boy, and they're thinking, oh, I wish he would become a priest. And there's one of my grandchildren here today. The first thing, little boy, I won't call his name. But as he came in with his parents, he came towards the sacristy. He's a little kid, because he was looking for me. And as I walked around sprinkling people with holy water, in his mother's arms, as we sprinkled, he made the sign of the cross. Wow. So you see, when we hear that word, we have to follow. We cannot just let it go through one ear and out the other. We need to follow and live according to that word. Because Jesus will always lead us to the green pastures. He will lead us where we will be always fed. He will lead us to that place that we can say, because the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing that I will want. Nothing, nada. We will have everything provided for us. And therefore, it is about trust. We trust him. And we know that he will take care of things. And that's what Jesus said in today's gospel. So, dear brothers and sisters, fellow sheep of God, please hear his voice, because he is always speaking. And as you hear that voice, follow what he says. Just do it. Because that's what we're asked to do. And as we follow him, you can know for sure that you'll never be disappointed. So will you do that? Will you follow the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd? Do you believe that he knows you? And if you know that he knows you, then maybe the next question is, do you know him? Because if you know him, you'll trust him. So just trust him and know that in him, you will never, ever be disappointed.